BBC. Radio
Sussex. 7 minutes past seven. Now, when you hear this sound coming from your mobile phone next month, try not to panic. Is it just me, or does that little bit in the background sound like the opening bars to Do You Want to Build a Snowman from Frozen? I really think it does. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you about this is because the government hopes to trigger that noise, that siren-like sound, on most mobile devices in order to test a new public warning system early on the evening of Sunday the 23rd of April. And if it works in future, it will allow the emergency services, the government or both, to let people know about life-threatening situations, be it flooding, wildfires or even terrorism. This is how the government's been publicising it.
You won't always be aware of dangers as they happen. That's why there's now a way to warn you when there's a danger to your life, health or property in the area you're located. An emergency alert sends an urgent and distinctive siren-like sound to your mobile phone. It looks like this and sounds like this, appearing on your screen until you acknowledge it. If you receive an emergency alert, you should stop what you're doing. Read the alert if it's safe to do so and do what it says. Emergency alerts are trusted. They will only ever be sent by the emergency services or the government. They send the same message to all compatible phones within an area of risk, so they don't use your phone number, collect data, or track your movements. You don't need to register or download an app, and they're completely free to receive. The technology has already been used successfully in many other countries, helping to save lives from floods, acts of terrorism, and fires. In future, emergency alerts could help save lives from threats in the UK. Please make sure you keep your device software up to date so that in the unlikely event you need to receive one, you're ready to act. All emergency alerts will also be listed on gov.uk/alerts, so you can easily check that it's genuine. Emergency alerts. Our way to warn you when lives are in danger.
I was saying earlier, right, I'm not being funny. It's not the alert itself that I find scary. It's her voice. Why is she talking like that? It's the same thing. If someone actually shouts at you, sometimes that's less scary than someone going, it's everything's okay. Nothing to worry about here. It's just a little alert coming to your phone. Seriously, though, what do you make of this? Is this a good idea? Is it something you welcome? Or are you concerned, as some are, that it's all a little bit Big Brother, that the government are somehow trying to instill fear into us? Well, listening to all of this is Fevzi Turkalp, editor of GadgetDetective.com. A very good morning to you, Fevzi.
Good morning.
Do you understand why some people are suspicious and cynical about this?
In the sense that, you know, trust in the government or governments is at an all-time low these days. So people, when they see something like this, because they already don't trust, then they think there's some angle. I actually think that there's very little downside to this. The way it works is such that they don't need to know where you are. Your location isn't given to them. They don't get your phone number. Your phone effectively turns into a radio, and if you're within the broadcast range of the cell towers where they trigger the alert, then you'll receive it. So it's no more ominous than your FM radio picking up an FM radio station in a particular area. It doesn't really allow them to track you.
And so in terms of privacy, they don't have your phone number?
No. Well, they obviously, look, there's a multiplicity of ways in which the government can track you if they wish to. It's just that this is not one of them.
Do you think there's a concern that it could scare people? You know, if people haven't heard the public messaging around this, if they're not listening to this radio show now, and why not is obviously the big question. But in all seriousness, if people aren't expecting this noise to suddenly start coming from their mobile phone on the 23rd of April, you know, people, particularly those who are already vulnerable, could be quite taken aback, no?
Well, yes, particularly because it overrides... The alarm overrides the settings, so even if you've got your phone set to silent, it will still go off. I mean, the message that flashes up on the screen will make clear that it's a test, and all you have to do is press a button, and the alarm sound stops after 10 seconds or so anyway, and the display on the screen, you just tap it away. But you have to tap it just to acknowledge that you've seen it and you haven't jumped to another app and not seen it.
But it can make that noise even if it's switched off. Jeez. Note to self. I was going to say, don't want to be sat in a theatre on the evening of Sunday the 23rd.
If it's in airplane mode, it won't go off because that switches off all the radio receivers.
Okay.
But if you just got it set to silent, it will still go. And obviously, if it's completely off, it won't trigger either.
Do you think this will work? I mean, do you think this is something we will see them use in the future?
Yeah, I mean, we see it already in many different countries, you know, US, Canada, Japan, Netherlands. It'd be interesting to see how they develop it and what sort of threats they trigger. So in the beginning, they've said extreme weather, possibly then terrorism. I know, for example, in the States, they have a system which is similar called Amber Alerts, and they use that for a variety of things, including children that have gone missing in a particular area, because the idea is that, you know, if a child is lost, it's very much time is of the essence. You've got those first few hours, you're most likely to recover the child. So they use them for those sorts of things. It's really kind of an extension of a combination of, you know, air raid warnings and warnings on the sides of milk packets. You know, that it's just in a way of alerting people. We live in an age where people have almost always got their phones with them. I think it's a good idea. I guess my one concern about it is that it could be spoofed. If criminals who, you know, want to steal your money or your identity or whatever it is, if they can create a message that tricks you into thinking it's one of these, they could get you to leave your house. I mean, you're never going to get one saying your money is under threat, move it quickly, by the way. If you get that, then that's a scam.
But
you know, you can understand that these sorts of systems depend upon trust and faith, and if it is truly by a responsible government and by emergency services in an appropriate way, that's great. If they lose control of the system, the system gets hacked, and a third party is able to hijack the system and make messages to trick us in different ways, then obviously that's no good. So it's dependent. The government must make sure that it keeps this secure, and they haven't got the best track record for doing that.
Fevzi, thank you for your time. Fevzi Turkow, editor of GadgetDetective.com. He makes a good point, doesn't he? I'm just thinking how I would react.